Hey, 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 it's your girl Salud, the real Salud, not the voice actor. Did that sound good? Did it sound natural? I have been sitting here for like 10 minutes drinking tea and singing Doe a Deer. You know, Doe a Deer, a female deer. I think it's from The Sound of Music, I don't know. But, you know, I've opened up my throat, I've warmed it with some tea, and now, let's spill some tea. No, actually, I have nothing interesting to say, unfortunately. That's a good way to start, right? So happy you're listening to me. I do these once a month. I go out of character and I talk as myself. Mostly about what I have planned, what's happening, what I was happy with last month. It's a great way to thank you with my own voice for listening to me and supporting me. You're incredible. If you're willing to spend money to sustain the art you enjoy, even if it's silly art, you're amazing. And thank you. I wouldn't be able to do this without you, and it feels like a dream that I even get to. Also, if you're new here, hi, welcome. I greet you twice. It's great to have you. Okay, so I do these with a list. Yeah, I don't have any big plans or machinations right now. I usually have something where I'm like, oh, I want to do this. Right now, I'm just really happy. Especially this time of month. This is what they call wool gathering. You sort of let ideas come to you, read, get inspired. This is when I buy thumbnail art or like work on the schedule. It's like my favorite time, and I don't know, none of the work has started yet, so it's just nice to sit back and be like, man, that would be cool. So I'm gonna try for a mix of serious and silly. I find I'm sort of oscillating wildly between the two, and it would be nice to try and get a couple that are middle of the road. We'll see if I can do that. I've also noticed you all really seem to like the dungeon adventures. Those ones are a lot harder just with the sound effects, but I've noted that and I'm going to keep it in mind going forward. What else? What else do we have here? The audios were really long last month. That was an anomaly. I usually shoot for 12 minutes. I just kind of had a lot to say last month. And how do you all feel about a sort of a more atmospheric audio? Not even necessarily a role play, but a story narration of you like exploring ruins, and it's just a narrator talking about what you see as you go. Does that sound cool or does that sound boring? It wouldn't have a character there. I think it would just be you. I have these really old scripts I did for National Novel Writing Month. They are from literally 2017. They're very old. But the thing is, when you have old writing like that, it's very easy to look at it objectively and fix any mistakes because you've had so much time apart from the piece, you look at it like a stranger. Oh, my voice is dry. Excuse me. I keep pausing to drink water. But yeah, you explore these forgotten places and find maybe letters that have been left behind. And there's a narrator describing what you see, what you feel. I would love to know how you feel about that, even if you feel not good. And I understand, you want the romance, you want the character. I feel like a bit of a voice actress these days. I've always called myself just a writer with a microphone. But sometimes I'm like, damn, I think I have like maybe even three voices I can do. And the anime voices are weird. It's sort of, it comes out of your nose. So it's like, this is my anime voice and it comes out of my nose and it's very nasally. And I feel like I can do that sort of princess voice where she's like, brave hero, I'm so excited. That's not it. You know that's not it. You would know. And then I do a lot of the sultry, I call her, where she's like, why don't you come up and see me sometime? I love doing Mae West quotes for these characters. What was her famous one? When I'm good, but when I'm bad, I'm better. That was terrible. Don't look at Mae West because you'll know how terrible that impression is. Gosh, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here and enduring my silliness. I still don't know how to laugh as a character. I don't think I'm ever gonna master it because when I'm laughing, I'm usually like cracking myself up rather than acting. But I want to try one day. I don't know. Anyways. Did we do it? How's the list? Yeah, I just wrote, I love love, but I say that every Valentine's Day. Also, I think it's a little obvious, but I love love. I know the parasocial relationships are weird. I don't mean to manipulate you or demean you when I say that I love you. I love that you're here. I love that people want to listen to my stories, and I love that I can help people. It is what I mean when I say it, but I'd love to know what you're going to do for the summer, how you're feeling, what's going on, what you're excited about. If you feel like it, I would really enjoy hearing what your favorite audio was last month. Yeah, I'm feeling good about this one. If you made it this far, thank you. And I hope you have a wonderful month. I hope May treats you so well, and I hope you're doing good, and if you're not, that's okay too. You're the best, and stay out of trouble, please. Mwah! I blow you a kiss, and I didn't hit my microphone this time because I'm like a voice actress. Someone left a comment on the last video I posted? F me, what was that one? Anyways, they were like, what the fuck, are you a voice actor? And I was like, stop. So nice. Anyways, be good. Okay, wait. I found more Mae West quotes, and I want to... If you don't want to look her up, picture sexy 1920s Brienne of Tarth. Like Gwendolyn Christie? Is that the name of the actress? Oh my god, I love her. She can pick me up any day. Anyways, okay, Mae West. A dame that knows the ropes isn't likely to get tied up. Oh my goodness, I have to go. I have to stop and get other work done. But thank you again. You're so cool. Quit it. That's so awkward. What an awkward note to leave on. I never know how to end them